Hello and welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. My rock, the person who has been had my back more than anyone this whole time, and my very good friend, Dr. Stella Emanuel, is back with us today. Thank you for joining me. I can't hear her.
Now no, I think I can. You can't hear me?
I couldn't for a second. Now I can.
All right. I think I can call you my sister from another mother.
You, hey, I am your sister from another mother.
Real quick, since we had a little glitch, let's just start over real quick.
Okay, we're going to start over.
All right,
here we go. You don't have to do the whole thing.
All right, let me just do the opening just to make it easy.
Okay. Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. The woman who has had my back and kept me going all this time, and a great, great, amazing friend of mine is back. You know her, Dr. Stella Emanuel. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, I would say my sister from another mother. Hallelujah. How are you doing today?
I love it. Oh, I'm doing good. I want to hear how you're doing. You've been very, very busy, and I want to talk about what you're seeing out there, what you're thinking, and what's going on with you, because lots of stuff coming in, and I wanted your take on where you think we should be looking.
I just got back from Nigeria. I was there for like a week. They are actually seriously digitalizing that country. It's crazy. Famine, food prices have gone up. Everything is crazy. This stuff is a worldwide battle. You know, I was on TV show there and they are trying to push malaria vaccines, mRNA. So this stuff is going on worldwide. I would say for America, for everybody listening, it's time to be prepared. I had a dream, and in that dream, everywhere was chaotic. People could not leave their homes like within 3 to 5 miles from their homes without having some kind of passport. And I just know, you know, God speaks to me in prophetic dreams.
I know.
What happened is that we were trying to buy a property and develop it. And I was praying to ask the Lord whether it's a venture I should go into. And the way the Lord stopped me was like, even where the property was, there were police everywhere. We could not even go like 3 miles from our place. People were locked down. People were, you know, it was chaotic. And I know that something chaotic is coming. Because, of course, Mel, you know,
yeah.
For them to actually implement their digital world, their BIS system, they're going to need to do something very disruptive. Right now, this year in America is crazy, especially with the election coming. They know that if they let President Trump into that place, into the White House, it's going to disrupt their whole system. That is why we are praying. We're fighting in the spirit. We're praying so that way God should give us a little respite and let President Trump back into the presidency. Give us 4 years, just 4 years, and we would get everything, you know, straightened out.
Yeah, that's interesting. I keep saying the same thing. I keep saying, I don't really care what you think. If you don't know the globalist agenda and you don't understand how encompassing this is, and that if we walk eyes wide open, which is totally in all of Joe Biden's documents, there's a whole document about his global goals. He has a prepare action plan, a national biodefense strategy and implementation, U.S. government global health security strategy 2024, all on their website. On top of their commitment to Agenda 2030 and track and trace digital surveillance, which you and I both know, the 17 sustainable goals are sustainable for them, then, you know, then we're going down a terrible path. So I keep saying, whatever you think of Donald Trump, we need to throw sand in the gears of this globalist public-private partnership takeover. And like we've discussed in the past, they have that digital public infrastructure and it's all set up. And all they need is for the American people, because What I keep telling people is Trump says they're not after me. They're after you and I'm in the way. I keep saying they're not after America. They're after the world. America's in the way because without America participating, none of it works. And you and I have talked many times. Trump was pulling out of things and people weren't necessarily looking at the fact that pulling out of the World Health Organization, UNESCO, the Paris Climate Accords, the border stuff, all of this stuff was really about dismantling this globalist blob. Now, what you saw in your dream is pretty disturbing from what I read this morning in this Biden-Harris 2024 global health security plan, because everyone's looking at the World Health Organization being like, my God, this can't happen. And then I'm looking at the Biden-Harris plan, and it's exactly the same, but with America, of course, the military running this operation. And in there, of course, they include climate change with pandemic and biosecurity and all this stuff. So that's the other thing, Stella, that you've been warning about all along was the creeping full total surveillance. And you were one of the first people that said the surveillance under the skin was not something they're just saying. It's something they actually want to implement as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, sometimes, right, when we are, thank God that sometimes when we're listening to all this stuff, Mel, some part of us keeps saying it's not going to be now. You know, as human beings, we just want to believe that, you know, it's not going to be now. And then the Lord, I mean, and then I get this dream that's like, it's going to be soon. This project that we wanted to do was going to take about a year and a half, 2 years, and we would have flipped the whole property. So the Lord was saying that don't start it because this stuff is coming. That is why I tell people we are hearing what is happening. We're getting all these reports. And then I'm seeing it in the spirit. And they were seeing what the Bible says about it. And we just, people need to be prepared. The Bible says in Matthew 24 that when we see all this desolation, we should run to the hills. Everybody has to have that safe space that they can run to. You have to be able to prepare physically, financially, spiritually. You have to have food and water and everything. Think in your mind, there are how many people in this nation are going to accept surveillance. They want by 2025 for everybody to be surveyed. In fact, SWIFT, you've heard about SWIFT, right? In the next 12 to 24 months, they'll have to implement digital currency through the SWIFT exchange. When that happens, nobody will be able to use a credit card if you're not part of the digital currency. How many people are going to accept it? Very few. Maybe 10% of people, you know, in Sweden right now, about 10% of people are already really just taking the mark, like swiping their hands to do stuff. And the way that they're going to bring this to pass is by a disruptive event. They're going to disrupt our food supply. They're going to disrupt the internet, electricity, and everything. And then when people have nowhere else to turn to, then the government will swoop down like a big brother. Right. When our money has been locked down, you know, right now they are trying everything to take to de-dollarize. When China will call their debts and India will call, everybody will call their debts on America, they want to destroy this country. Even if you read in the book of Revelation, we believe that America is mystery Babylon. At some point, all these nations will come against America because America is standing in the way. And who is standing in the way? The patriots. We're standing in the way of a total digitalization of the world. President Trump, I don't know whether he's not born again, tongue-talking Christian, but God has used people like Nebuchadnezzar that were not even Jewish, and Cyrus, and even the Pharaoh in the days of Egypt. So it is possible for God to use this bombastic billionaire that is a Presbyterian to bring his agenda for this end time. We are praying, and on Sundays, we actually do this program where we pray for the election, we pray for President Trump, we pray. And the reason we're praying is that, God, please, just give us a little respite. Just let this man come back in so that he can throw a wrench. Right now, all of them are beginning to panic. Davos, they are beginning to meet and panic about what will happen if Trump won. And if God shows us mercy, Trump will come back in. And if Trump comes back in, then God has given us 4 years to try to get our lives together before evil takes over again.
Yeah, and you've been really prophetic, and people have to understand on a lot of things. It's almost 2 years ago that you and I were in Brooklyn together, and you were talking about the seals and what was coming. And basically, almost everything that you said was going to happen has happened. One thing that you really warned about before there was any sign of Ukraine and the war there, you were saying, no, there's going to be wars all over the world. And people were thinking, wars all over the world. And look at it now. So, I mean, people really have to understand. And my biggest fear here is that our worst enemy, I believe, is frankly within right now. And when you're seeing all these uprisings at all these, I call them the Poison Ivy League, but at all these universities, it does not seem organic at all. And it's very ominous. And you have people on both sides, but I don't think they're listening to the words, but they're not really looking at the people and what they're saying and their faces and how they're acting. And all I think about is one time I heard you speaking and you were talking about an uprising, and I'm looking at the faces and I'm thinking, oh my God, this is
And they
what
are not
Stella
human.
said was going to happen. Right.
And they are not human. They are not human, Mel. If you read in Revelation chapter 13, verse 14, it said that the devil would deceive human beings to make images unto the devil. And then the devil will be given power to give breath to these images, that they will be able to speak, and they will cause that will not those that will not submit to the beast system to be killed. It says about it too in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 43, 44, that in the last days there was going to be a mingling of seed, that iron will be mixed with clay. They will mingle themselves with the seed of man. We're dealing with entities, demonic entities in human form. We're dealing with a lot of cloning and being given breath. And these people, just think about what we see in our schools, hairy, stinky men dressed like demons dancing in front of our children. What is the point of it? Can they be possibly human? That is part of the thing that I'm telling people. I said, give your life to Jesus, call on the name of Jesus, because the only way you will not be deceived is if you have Christ in you. And I tell people, I'm not scared. You should not be scared. If you have Christ in you, you will, even if you die, you will end up with the Lord Jesus. Before this really comes to a head, easily half the population of the world is going to die. The Bible says it in the book of Revelation, and everybody should read it. It doesn't matter if you die. If you die in Christ, you get to go to heaven, and then you wait for the Lord to remodel this thing, destroy these demons, and recreate the world. If you read Revelation to the end, we win this battle. The Lord wins this battle. Humanity, those that trust in Jesus, win the battle. In death or in life, we still win. And God is going to destroy the devil. Read the Bible to the end. This system will be destroyed, and God will recreate the world in beauty. But I'm telling people, you have to choose sides. You either choose to be with Jesus, or you decide to do it on yourself, by yourself, and you will be at the mercy of anything that they are recreating. And one thing I tell people is be prepared. Be prepared. Make sure you have food, you stock up food and water. I tell people at least 2 years' worth of food, 2 years. Rice, beans, you know. We go to Goya, we buy Goya stuff because their canned beans last, it's usually like 7 years expiration date. So stock up food, stock up water, get like a charcoal grill, get a solar generator. Even if you go like on Amazon, they have these solar generators right now that can have like 2,000 watts, and you maybe get a 200 watt panel, and you can at least keep your refrigerator working when the light goes down. Because you can keep your refrigerator working and be able to store food and be able to keep your family alive. That is all what we need. So make sure you can get a small, listen, we have these small air conditioners you can buy right now, Home Depot or whatever. That is a 400 watt air conditioner that can run on about 75 watts on low. Have a room in your house that has a small air conditioner, that you can put a solar generator, put the thing outside, and in that room, your family can survive if it gets too hot, if it gets too cold. And you have just a 2,000 watt solar generator that can have a room in your house that is your survival room. Stock up food, stock up water, stock up batteries, charcoal grill, flashlights, you know. And then, of course, we help people with medical preparedness. Go on our
Right.
website, do a telemedicine
Yeah.
appointment, get seven antibiotics you will need in an emergency, stock them up now. Get the COVID complete pack that has ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, and a handheld nebulizer that you can actually just plug to a power bank and get a breathing treatment if they release another pandemic. Book your
Right.
telehealth appointment right now. Get these things in your medicine cabinet. Make sure that you are prepared medically. Go to Walmart, buy over-the-counter medicines you will need in an emergency, Band-Aid, little antibiotic cream, steroid cream, anti-mosquitoes. Just get them now, anti-diarrhea, anti-this. Just get a first aid kit. It will not cost you that much, maybe $200. You can get a solid first aid kit from Walmart. Get food, rice, beans, water filtration system. You can buy those water filtration system that you can basically fetch water from a lake and filter it. Please, America, listen to me. Be prepared now. Don't wait. It will not be long for everything to get really crazy. And be
Yeah.
prepared now. If
Yeah.
you will not be able to reach us because there will be no internet, there will be no light. You will not be able to reach us to get your preparedness kit. If you go on a marketplace, I tell people get the daily immune boost. It has
Right.
Covilite and Vira Immune Plus. Those two things can build your immunity against most of these viruses that they're going to release. They already have the WHO pandemic pandemic treaty. America has already been signed up. So please, I'm just begging you, listen to me right now. Be prepared today. Don't wait till it gets crazy and your plan is, I don't know what to do. Sell some shoes. Do a garage sale. Sell some of the things that you have. Stock up food. Stock up water. Stock up medicine. Go stock up over-the-counter medicine. Get your charcoal grill. Get your flashlights. Get your small solar generator. Please, America, please listen to me. Be prepared. It's not going to be funny if you're not prepared.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And one thing that you mentioned there that's really important, I have an 85-year-old father. He was trying to get some medication that he needs, and he was told by everyone, all the pharmacies, even the insurance company, that they do not have the ingredients to even have that product here. And at his age, it's really very scary. I have a sister that's a doctor. She couldn't find it anywhere. And this is why I think it's really important that people understand your telehealth program and why they need to make an appointment when they're not sick, like right now, so that they can go on your website. You have one of the best of the best, and then you also have the pharmacies all over the country, doctors all over the country. But explain why the telehealth program, it's better to get there, because then they'll have all your information, correct?
Yes, see, if you go on our telehealth and you enter all your medical information, it's a real doctor's appointment. You enter all your
Right.
medical information. We see your weight, your height. We see your medicines that you're on right now. Sometimes we're doing the seven antibiotics. Some people are allergic to penicillin. We do a replacement, or somebody's allergic to sulfur because we look at your allergies, we look at your medicine, and then we do a replacement for you. Tomorrow, if things get crazy, you have these prescriptions with you. Even if you cannot reach us, almost every family has a nurse in the family. You will save your life and your family. Think about it. If you cannot reach anybody, you cannot reach a doctor, you cannot come out of your thing. Think about it. If you have a urine infection, do you know an 80-year-old can practically die from a urine infection, which simple Keflex or Bactrim can treat if you had it in your medicine cabinet? So I'm telling people right now, when things get crazy, you will need to be prepared. Do it now. And if you go on our website, if you use promo code MELKAY, you get a discount. So do your
Great.
telehealth appointment, get your seven antibiotics you will need in an emergency, get the
Yes.
COVID complete pack, go to the marketplace, get your what I call the daily immune boost that will cover just about anything. And of course, right now with the brain fog and the tiredness and the draining that people are, Covilite is perfect. It has all the
Awesome.
vitamins, all the minerals. It has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, resveratrol. It just has everything that will help you stay healthy and strong. So,
Yep.
yep, that is
And
it.
it
This
tastes
daily
great.
immune
And
boost.
it's just, yeah, you change your morning. It's so easy. It becomes a
Yeah.
habit every day. It's part of your life, and it keeps you going, and it keeps your immune system. And that the all everything that you have is so you've worked really, really hard to put together these packs
Yes.
and to put this together, but we should be buying them not just for ourselves, but for our parents, our children, children that are away. I have elderly parents that I've bought for that have also gone through your telehealth. This is a it's peace of mind too, because you've talked many times on here about what fear and panic does to your ability to function physically, but also psychologically, and it kind of paralyzes you. So if you're found and you don't have all these preparations, you're much more susceptible to go give up. Like you and I have always said, order out of chaos is because so that we say, forget it, just do whatever you want, just make it stop. And we cannot allow ourselves to ever be in that position.
I know what, Mel. I tell people right now that when you start thinking about what is coming, and all in your mind is that I'm just going to stick my head in the sand and it will go away, you're making a mistake. In the book of Genesis, Exodus, in Exodus, God actually prepared the people in Egypt for famine. Famine is coming. The globalists are talking about it. Klaus Schwab is talking about it, Bill Gates, all of them. They want us to stop eating meat. They want us to eat lab-grown meat. Do you know one of the things you can actually stock up? Just buy beef jerky or something, and what I'm saying,
Yeah.
go to the buy some of this meat stuff that will last for years. Beans, if nothing else, beans can give you the protein that you need. You know what I'm saying? So that is why I talk and I scream and I talk the way I talk, because stuff is coming and you can be prepared. And when you're prepared, you are not scared. You know what I'm saying? The last thing I'll tell everybody, give your life to Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Let Jesus be in your heart. We know, people, I tell people, you go from evil, you have to start thinking, if this is evil and demonic, then you got to turn to light and good. And the Lord Jesus is just waiting for you to turn to them. So I just pray that the veil will come off the minds of people. They'll see the light and they will know. And I break fear upon the hearts and the minds of people. And let people be prepared and know that you can survive this. We can survive this before the Lord Jesus comes for us, if you're prepared. And not just for you, but for friends and family. And when I talk about like COVID light and this daily immune, can you stock up on it too? Stock up on your COVID light and daily immune boost, 6 months or something. Because like I said, what if you can't reach us? What if there's no internet and you can't reach us?
Which is a real possibility. Now, I want to also talk about that a lot of people are awakening and many of them don't know where to look. You know, maybe they're the only one in their family or they and it's happening more and more all the time. But you do also offer something on your website that is really a true gift, which is you have a section for people that maybe are just coming into prayer. Maybe they think it's intimidating or that it's overwhelming. So you have a section on your website. You also have your ranch where you break down different things that you might be feeling and the prayer or the psalm that works. So let's talk a little bit about your ministry side of what you do there and what people that are looking now for maybe they were never religious. Maybe they're not even religious now, but they're just looking for answers and what you provide there that I think is really a great gift.
Yes, we do a monthly deliverance program, and we also do other programs on the ranch where people come to pray, right? But if they go to our website, firepowerministry.org, oh my God, it has prayers for about everything that you need. Whether it's people that are dealing with court system, you're dealing with healing, prosperity, everything that you need, you can actually have a prayer that you can just download and just learn how to pray. And we have this book, 10-Point Plan to Disciple America Back to God. If you click on it, you enter your email, they send you the book for free. It shows you how to pray for revival, pray for healing, pray for the nation, pray for other things. You know what I'm saying? Because, like you say rightly, I've been a prayer warrior for years, but there are many people that don't have a clue how to pray. So we are there, we are here to help you, give you the prayer points that you can just decree, give you confessions that you can just decree. And download some of these things, print them, keep them around, that way, if you can't get on the internet, at least you have it in your house and it's free of charge. Even people that took the vaccine, they have a prayer on our website for those that took the jab, that you can pray and repent and pray for God to regenerate you and then get the vax detox. So God in His mercy has just helped me, given me wisdom to produce all these things to help people. Like I say, if you use promo code MELK on our website, you get a discount. But my thing is, please act today. Don't wait. till something crazy happens. Because think about it, when something crazy happens, you might still be able to reach us, but what if the whole world is trying to reach us? During Delta, Mel, we were having
I
about, at all times T, we had like 2,000 patients waiting to see us at all times T. For like
Right.
2 months, we had like 2,000 patients waiting to see us. We were working around the clock. We had like 40 something providers. We were barely coping. At the end of the day, some people died because they couldn't reach us. So when things get crazy, the whole world will be trying to reach us. And
Right.
at that time, you might not be able to get through to us, or there might be too many people waiting. Don't wait. Be prepared today. That is what I tell everybody.
Yeah, and you do. And thank you so much for everything you've done, all the packs that you put together, all the love and wisdom you put out there. You have a call also. People need to go to drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com. Use the code MELK for a discount. But also, I mean, there is a lot you can get there. Share her website, share her products, buy them for your family, buy them for your kids, buy them for your parents. Just make sure everyone's prepared. Everything is there. It's very easy. Her website is very user-friendly, and just get everything you need now. We don't need right now spending your money on anything other than preparing and making sure you have everything you need, peace of mind, all of that. I'd also say to go on there and make sure that you bookmark it. We don't know what's coming in terms of censorship and whatever's coming up. So you get everyone's newsletter that you follow. You make sure everyone's website is bookmarked. And on top of that, I just want to thank Stella. She has been one of the main sponsors of the show. So every time that you buy from her, it helps me continue to do the Mel K show, which is a labor of love and a 24/7, 7 days a week job that I feel grateful to be able to do. I feel blessed to be able to do that. But Stella has been a support beyond what anyone can imagine out there. So also, it does help me if you go and get the things that you need from Stella today. And also on our partners page, you can go there too, to the partners page. There's a big section for Dr. Stella. Click on there. It'll take you right where you need to go to drstellamd.com. Again, use code MELK to help me and of course help yourself, because she's done all the heavy lifting. And please make your appointment today for telehealth. She is one of the best in the country. And again, she has, because of what was going on when everyone saw Stella in front of a Congress and everywhere telling the world to get treatment now, there's things you can do. She had to go source independent pharmacies all over the country because people wouldn't fill orders for hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And so she can get it to you wherever you are from an independent pharmacy. It's not anything that's going to cause drama. She made it as easy as possible because that's what she does. She's driven by something beyond us that is directly to God. And I thank you so much for being such a good friend. I don't even know if I would still be doing this if you didn't have my back so many times. So just tell the audience again where to find you and just whatever you want to say to close out.
Yeah, so go to drstellamd.com and you can get everything. Like I say, use MELK code and follow me on Twitter and on Rumble, because I think those are the only two places that I'm able to speak. And you know, one other thing that we do that you didn't mention, we do a food pantry. We give food out twice a week. And I mean, people are hungry, Mel. We've given out thousands and
Yeah.
thousands of dollars worth of food. So what we
Yeah.
do is that every time you spend money on our website and whatever, we donate 20% into the food pantry and helping pastors and ministers and other people that are struggling all over, donating to many things. Yes. Yeah, so when you shop on our website, you help me, you help us sponsor the food pantry, we do everything. And I pray that, you know, God will just bless you and that you will hear and take action right now, and do not be scared. You know that one of these days you're going to be the person that is going to help other people as you prepare for yourself and prepare for other people that are going to be around. God bless you, and do not be scared. At the end of the day, Jesus wins this battle. Give your life to him, call on the name of Jesus, and you will be saved. God bless you.
Thank you so much, my friend. God bless you. I can't wait to see you. We will both be in Detroit in June, so check the events page. Make sure you join me and Stella there. And I cannot not. I have so much to talk to you about. I cannot wait to see you. So, thank you so much for being here and for telling the audience what they need to do. Please go to drstellamd.com. We are not just telling you that because we want you to be prepared. And you know, God wins, but you gotta also do your part. So, thank you so much, Stella. I'll see you soon.
Always, God bless.